Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters!
This is a journey into sound.
The fattest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
And right now we'd like to introduce
the massive in the mix.
Funky and furious, and in full effect.
Julie and I have a very open...
Music, please.
Soul, funk, hip-hop and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this, and more.
Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot.
Real talk, I don't drink much, but given how we came and we conquered, my nigga drink up. Quiver on the shot, the rock on the vodka, my AE black card and shutter, we got the bar. They talk it and we live it. It's also ironic how we shot it and they sip it. Mint leaves in the mojito for the missus. And all yak in the torpedo for the mistress. Jaeger for Janae and a white friend. Sock like we don't give a fuck when the night ends. Obi like his liquor, like he love his women. So bring more Henny through, bring more Henny through. The goal is success and the future looks so clear. We celebrate life and the road that it holds here. Yeah, bring another bottle, I'ma swing another knot. Screaming out
bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, 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 no ice. Bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot.
For me, I'm the champagne type. My night good as long as the champagne right. High class, I guess I live a champagne life. Golden skin on my missus, she my champagne wife. Real talk, when she sippin', she be talking shit. But it be that real, so I ain't knocking it. Especially after a few glasses of that opulence. Have a nigga loving the outcome and the consequence. Cadillacs for them ladies with the tight dresses. Living for the moment, excited for where the night get them. S/O to the business type, fine women, classy as ever. Sherry glass, white wine in it. Leaving that lip gloss print on the side, then we slide. Ensuring the evening to have a fine time. Finish bringing up the bottle, I'ma sling another knot, screaming out.
Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, 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 no ice. Bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot.
Bartending, 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 no ice. Bartending, no ice.
Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending, 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 no ice. Bartending, no ice. Bartending, no ice, bring another shot. Bartending,
We are here for another episode of Manic Monday. I'm your host, Lady B, and I am here with the God Hey Rule. How you doing tonight, sir?
Oh, man, you know, I'm here chilling, man, chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, yeah.
Are you turned up for this Manic Monday?
You know I don't turn up, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm in this motherfucker wide awoke.
Yeah, no coffee for you today, huh?
Oh, man, you know, I just had me like 2 spoons of sugar. I just said, fuck all the side shit. I went straight for the OG shit, you know what I'm saying? Dipped in a couple of spoons of that pure cane, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not cocaine,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pure cane sugar, you know what I'm saying? So I'm fired the fuck up right now. You know what I'm saying? No, baby, no,
that's
man.
What's up.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
how you doing?
I'm good. I'm here and ready to do Manic Monday. I'm excited. We got guests coming do a walkthrough tonight. We have Camouflage. I hope I'm saying that right, Camouflage. And Young Na and Dangerous Tactics are going to be coming through to hang out with us tonight on this Manic Monday. And I can't wait to hear you see, you know, what everybody's got new going on. And Camouflage is new to Manic Monday, so it should be fun to find out a little bit about him. So I'm excited, you know.
Yeah.
We are here, and we are in the building.
Yeah.
So yesterday was 420, right? And I worked yesterday. But everybody was all excited about yesterday being 420 to celebrate the National Weed Holiday. But some people were surprised about 421. Would you like to tell us about 421?
Oh, yeah, man, 421, man, National Drug Test Day. You know what I'm saying? You know. Shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers walking into work and shit, celebrating, clothes all ragged and shit, motherfucker handing out piss cups and cotton swabs, you know what I'm saying? Shit, would you like to tell us about motherfucking 422, National Unemployment
Day? Right,
you know
right.
Shit, man, motherfucker working. Yeah, shit, motherfuckers act like they working at, you know what I'm saying, someplace laid back or something. You know, you all on your Facebook talking about 420, turn up. You know what I'm saying? Your supervisor scrolling down. You know, shit. Like, come on up in here, man. Shit. You know, going to be some jobs over here. You, any of you non-grows, you know what I'm saying, decide to get in a job. You know what I'm saying? It's now on the agenda. You know, back on the schedule. You know, it's going to be some openings. Plenty of places.
I don't know. Because I don't get them apps in.
Yeah, hell yeah. You in Alabama, gonna be some openings in the mill. You know what I'm saying? Because some niggas forgot that 420 should have just been get drunk day. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We'll be hiring.
Yeah, we'll be hiring, man. Especially after they just finished whooping General Motors motherfucking ass about that faulty part. Oh, let me tell you, man, on the news, man, over here, young cat in San Jose, man, climbed into the wheel well of an airplane, you know, where the wheels go up at, laid there, man, passed out unconscious, flew all the way to Hawaii. When the plane let down the landing gear, you know what I'm saying, he fall up out that motherfucker unconscious and get on the ground. You know, he done hopped over the gate. You know, this is 2014, in which airport security is supposed to be at its peak, but a 16-year-old boy can hop a gate. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine if, you know, he would have been had some other intentions instead of just running away from home. You know what I'm saying? So all that old getting up out your shoes, having these people blow air up so they can smell drugs or explosives, and walking through the x-ray machines and all of this stuff going on. And at the end of the day, man, some young dude just hopped the gate.
We can just jump
over to the plane, climbed up to the tank, man, and got all the way from California to Hawaii, man. You know.
Ain't
that
some shit?
Yeah,
no,
they say he lucky
that,
to be alive, though.
Yeah, no. A lot of other people are, because if he had bad intentions, like you said, you know, it's just sometimes you just got, you're so smart, you dumb type of situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, you got everything covered, but you just left the main thing wide open.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's
like,
crazy.
Like the nigga that, like the nigga that sneezed at the murder scene, or cough and spit, or thump a cigarette butt at the scene of a crime or something. It's like when you got everything planned out except for your own little old stupidity and shit. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
You
another thing, man.
Everywhere.
Yeah, today, man, you know, they ran the Boston Marathon, you know. 1 year after the tragic explosion, man, you know, everything went off without a hitch, but people ain't considering it. All them cameras they put up to run the marathon, make everything safe, they there now. You know. They there now. You know what I'm saying? Boston is almost like London now. You know what I'm saying? With cameras everywhere. You can't do nothing no more. You know. So they see you, everything you doing, everything you saying. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, it's like, man, to me, you know, I'm kind of like, I think this is a wonderful country, man, but I'm like not really a conspiracy theorist, but I study strategy. I study politics. I study philosophy. I study propaganda. And if a couple of people got to die in order for me to get you to allow me to pass this thing, and it's like sometimes, man, you have some governments, not necessarily saying this one, but some governments that are willing to do that. You know what I mean? It's like, shit, people talk about Putin trying to bring back the USSR. I mean, man, when the USSR was in effect, man, it wasn't a whole bunch of crime like it is now. You know, because if there's too many robberies going on in this neighborhood, KGB catch a robber, gun him down on the streets and leave him laying there and say, this is a no-robbery zone. You know, if the robbery stops. Shit. You know, but I mean, oh, it's just, it's crazy, man. That's how they do. Purse snatching, they, you know, catch a purse snatcher, break both his arms, you know, beat him up bad, maybe shoot him, stab him up, leave him laying there. Say, this is no purse snatches on. No more purse snatching in that area. You know what I'm saying? We done got a little too civilized, you know. Too smart for
our own good, don't we? We're waiting on our guest to get here, and hopefully they'll be calling into the studio soon. When we say walkthrough, we just don't ever know. So if they come, they come, you know.
We
have
here.
A show plan for you. Yeah, we here. We got a show plan. What was something else I was going to say? Man, you made me lose my train of thought. Just that quick.
Oh, man, you know it's on that margarita night, man. You having them on impromptu margarita night.
Yeah, man, because, see, yeah. You see, my schedule is off now. My schedule is off, so by the time I get to make the Tuesdays and Saturdays, so I had to get it in. So it is what it is. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Man, you know, you figure it out. You remember. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is hit a clinking of the ice in the bottom of the glass, you know, sprinkle a little salt on your tongue. It'll flash back whatever you was thinking.
You know what? You was a hot fucking mess.
Hey, as always, you know what I'm saying? Shit, only you got to be a hot mess to understand how to leave things a hot mess. You know what I mean?
You know what? You
guys,
we're going to get into some of this piccolo, I get it, you know, from out your way, out Cali way. We're about to get into some of this Cali music. You guys hang on tight. We'll be back for more Manic Monday.
Don't ask me how I do it.
Just know I do it.
Hey, 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 boy. Yeah. Check. Today is a new day and zero fucks is given. Return of that nigga known for Jack Honey Swillin'. And I ain't shit yet. I'm sure my day is coming. When every day is payday, y'all hoes can't tell me nothing. Yes, it makes perfect sense. The way I be chillin' shit, they be lurking and cursing. They know for certain the curtains. Who's that? That nigga low? We'll swoop in, snatch your hoe. With the quickness I get bitches, sex your main hoe if you don't know. Boy, look, I'm out here, just waiting on my turn. And these suckers still doubt me, I guess these suckers gotta learn. I'm not even a teacher, I'm a preacher with ether. You need that damage with this package, your career is not lasting, my nigga, I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get it. Moolah, I get that. Bitches, I get that. Respect, I get that. Great sex, I get that. Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, no joke. Now I'ma tell the truth and the whole truth.
Okay.
I can't be touched, you think enough, my swag is living proof.
Okay.
But yet and still they wanna check my status.
Check your status.
They think they local, I'm trying to reach around the atlas.
Yeah.
B-A-D with my chick beat. In the lane be ride swiftly. Ride a shotgun, trying to pop one of them niggas who swear that they got one of them hits. That's bullshit, cause they know my records got the full clip. So Wavy got them abandoned ship, dude, they know who they fucking with. Called a corner, just pulled off a Chris Donner. Nobody got a swag like mine, I left that bitch right on the corner with a transformer, a court reporter. To tell the events of your Mr. Poster, the takeover, the break's over. Young Riviera, I am the closer, nigga, what? I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it dirty. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get it. Moolah, I get that. Bitches, I get that. Respect, I get that. Great sex, I get that. Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, no joke.
Something to prove, boy. I don't wanna be
on king status, gotta be on king status, gotta be on king status, be on king status, gotta be, gotta be, and if you wait, then you gotta leave.
Pretty B, when you gonna come my way? I need you in my present. Yo, this is Ranger Ryan from Jamaica, and you're listening to Tweety B on Money Mondays from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tweety B, tweet them, baby.
We are the truth.
But the rain clouds, when the pain out, let it rage out, use space now. Motherfuckers said they like me, but they hate bound. Giving you motherfuckers middle fingers, you can bail out. DNA, see your feet up loud, stay down. To the death, hold the end, of your base town. Figure the way out, if it's shut, don't break down. Better be giving the niggas up, it's in a fell slave bound. Stuck in a world of hate and envy. Have you ever heard of H-Town? It's a nice place for your hood though. So many people be laid out. Somewhere far in the birds, polluted with gas, crack and earth. Praying to God, I'll pass through gates. I'm feeling like I should be on top. For some reason I'm low and hurt. Angry, cold, and mentally scarred. Depression ain't what I prefer. But I'ma stand strong and focus on my future. Deja vu, my weak feet. Pain reduces, it's true, bro.
A low wage, what you got to lose when your family got no way to eat for a week? Shit's reached to its peak. Would you chill back and have another broke day? Or would you reach for your CV? Or would you reach for the heat? Oh man, it makes soul rage. The forgotten generation wasn't taught logic, never learned patience. Why we lose niggas and we frequent the station? Tolerance and this is tweak up our status. Why the fuck we ain't got more buffers on the road instead of niggas in the jail and recoffing? More workers on the pay instead of on the road shotting. Riders getting robbed by the cops there watching.
But where I'm from, the quick to push in the knife, so what they putting in effort and I'm putting in twice.
I've been watching my struggle, but do you look at it right? If you see it how I saw it, you be looking at life. I'm on what I'm on till I'm not. I'm on the bottom of the top. Between a hard place and a rock, yeah, F and H for the stars of the floor.
I'm feeling like I really wanna run away, cause time for feeling so hard. Every night and day I pray, running when I feel it, feeling ready, but it's rain on us. I'm away for the better day. Making you struggle when I'm with the pain. I'm in trouble, the world has me going in.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Manic Monday, and that was Cause and Big Pizza, One of Those Days. Make sure you go over and follow them on Twitter at Scars, SKARZZ779. Check them out over there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's true, man.
Yeah. What's new, Haven? What's going on in the world? Tell us something.
Oh, man. You know, it's a whole lot going on, man, right about now, man. You know,
well,
I
don't hey, did they ever get the kids out of the water? Did get the kids?
They still, yeah. They still bringing, they ain't doing nothing now but bringing up bodies. They done started, they done started investigating and arresting
some more of the ship's crew. You know, basically what the president of Korea said was this. She said that the acts were criminal of the captain and his crew. You know, the captain was on the first ship to get to get rescued and get medical treatment. You know what I'm saying? He pulled the Titanic. But at the same time, this is the thing. You know, we had discussed it last week, and you was basically saying, they announced, man, that, you know what I'm saying, the ship is finna, if everybody had, the people who disobeyed the ship's crew and got on the boats, they all survived. Mm-hmm. The people who listened to the ship's crew, they all, most of them died. Right now, they just swimming down. They say the ship is completely filled up with water, and so they swimming down now and just bringing up bodies. You know, just 16, 17-year-old kids, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know them. You know them. You know them Koreans. Them Koreans are sincere, man, and their investment in their future, man, and their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, man, that's really like something awful.
It is.
You know, but
it's something awful.
I mean, because it's one of those things, man. It's like it's like what you said. You said that you know, you take a risk. You take a risk in almost anything you do, but when you deal with something like that, that was so preventable, it's ridiculous, you know?
Yeah. It is ridiculous. And I think if he thought in his mind that it was serious enough for him to crank his boat up and get away from there, why is it that he couldn't do the people the same justice and allow them to, you know, get them both out there and just go for themselves? You know what I'm saying? What was the thing about telling them it wasn't important enough to get on the boat?
I mean,
you know, that's my whole thing.
From the understanding, it's like they didn't want people to panic. But sometimes it's time to panic.
It's time to panic.
I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you gotta,
it's
you gotta,
time
you
to
gotta
panic.
Have people, you gotta have people in place that can do an orderly, you know what I'm saying, disembarkment. Yeah, do an orderly disembarkment. Like, hey, everybody just come on this way. It's enough boats for everybody. Don't panic. Just move along.
And just come on.
Pace.
And hurry
enough
up. Because if you don't
going.
Come,
your ass
getting
there. Yeah, yeah. Keep on going. It's enough. It's enough for everybody. But instead, he want to be on some don't panic, don't worry. So people so far down that by the time it comes, you know, they all rushing trying to get up, man. And, you know, it's just awful, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? These are people that they trusted with their children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
man.
Like, well, the world is still, you know, it's still being demonstrated that on a regular basis, man, that, you know what I'm saying, the morality, you know, of people is still questionable. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like just crazy, man. You know, I want to send a fuck you out to the insurance company, man, to cancel all the people's policies. I've been meaning to do that for a while. I just remembered it. You know what I'm saying? Just because. You know,
yeah.
It's like, man, you know, just morality has to play a role in some things, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because you can do something doesn't necessarily mean that you should. I mean, that goes both ways, you know.
Yeah.
Not to kick a dead horse, but, you know, that's a wave to you 420 people. You know what I'm saying? Who gonna be standing in the unemployment line trying to get a light. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And you know, same thing to all you dudes who had money for your blunts, but you know ain't had no money for paint for Pampers the rest of the year. You know what I'm saying? Roll up a dirty Pamper, man, wipe your child's ass, replace it with a clean one sometime. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Mm-mm.
You know me. I don't smoke. I don't knock people from smoking. But at the same time, it's like, damn, priorities. The word for the Dramatic Monday today is priority. You know what I'm saying? Say it with
priority.
Have your shit right, man. You know what I'm saying? Prioritize your life like you prioritize your blunt smoking. When you go to the store, you stop at the weed, man, get your weed. Some people smart because they know the police be at the liquor store. So they stop at the liquor store, they get their cigar, they get their drink, you know what I'm saying? Then they roll through, stop at the weed man house. You don't get all the way home and forgot your cigars and all that stuff. You know, you get your stuff in order, man. Have your life in order like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Get your check. Take care of your business, man, with your kids. Go get high as you want. Go get drunk as you want. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm going to say something.
You know?
I'm going to say something. Kids ain't really that expensive. You know, I mean, kids are way more expensive than you going to buy a cigar or a sack to smoke. And that's just honest to God truth. If somebody go spend $5 on a bag and a blunt because they need to ease their mind because most of their money going to their kids, let the motherfuckers go get that bag and smoke their blunt.
That,
you know what I'm
that,
saying?
That's what I said.
It's
I said,
out. It's
$5. I said priority.
Your kids is
I said priority.
Them motherfuckers is way more than $5.
I said priority. That money going to them kids first. Not the money going to your
absolutely.
Weed man. You know what I'm saying? See, this is the thing about it. Kids is expensive because we allow them to be more expensive than what they are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Man, look here. If a child of mine wants some Jordans, what I'm going to do is, if I'm gonna go down there to the secondhand place, I'm gonna nail a basketball court up there on the thing, 8 feet to be a kid, and I'm gonna tell you when you can make 50 free throws in a row, when you can dunk this basketball up in here, man, you know, two hands sideways or something, you know, we can get you a pair of Jordans, start you on your career to basketball. But until then, man, you don't got all that coming, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what your friends got.
That ain't gonna make it. They gonna hear it because they don't got no choice.
Man, look, kids is what they is, man, because parents allow them to be. I don't give a damn. You're not gonna be like your friends. I'm gonna teach you character. Your friends got that shit because they daddy sell dope. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if you got all this going. I work. What I'm saying is, man, I'm not going to break myself. Why you eating Top Ramen, man, and wearing Jordans? It don't make sense. It's not good economics. Not good economics, man. You know what I'm saying?
Have mercy, Lord.
You know what I'm saying, though, man. I'm just saying it's like we allow our kids. I know, but we allow our kids to embrace this consumerism. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that, man. You know shit, $500 pair of jeans. They better be giving me a hand job as I walk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, have mercy.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we're over here giving us the business while we're waiting on our guests to get here. We have callers on the board. If you want to come in and talk to us, press the 1 button.
Press 1, man.
Come in and talk to us. Let us know what's going on with you, Hey, we had some new music submissions. You know, Guillotine called in last week, and he had sent me some music over here.
Let me congratulate you, man, on this Alabama love you getting, man. This Lynette love that you getting, man, from the people's family, man, showing that you know what I'm saying. People can support their damn self. I just want to salute you for that. Could nobody else do it, man? You got it done, man. You know, you done woke up Alabama and set at the top of the charts for the Lynette rap star over there on Reverb. You know what I'm saying? You sitting up there, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, shit, you been holding that spot down for a minute now, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You know, and you doing it so well, ain't even no hating going on and shit. You know what I mean? Shit. You would just let you chill up there.
But anyway, we are getting out to the people. People are listening to us and retweeting our stuff, sharing our things on Facebook, and we do thank you guys for doing that for us because people are getting the word out about us and they are submitting music to Tweetiverse Central as well as on Hey Rule Show on explicit content. And we have two different emails, but I guarantee you if you get it in one, you're going to get it in the other. So that's like, you know, killing two birds with one stone. Because I know already Hey Rule not going to fool with it if it's not playable. He's not going to deal with it at all. it was not playable. So, you know, just shout out to everybody that's sharing this stuff and supporting us, because we really, really appreciate you. To all of our sponsors, people that's donating to the show, we appreciate you too. And we're going to set up something on our actual page where you can come and make a donation if you want through our PayPal account. So we're going to be setting that, everything up soon. So.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
We the same Manic Monday. We just change addresses. That's all. You know, same shit popping
man.
Up. Here, man. Couple of new things,
man.
You know, we doing this walkthrough, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting my Sandman on. You come through here with that bullshit, I'm going to bust out the tap dance and cane your ass off the show.
We here, man, for no reason. Listen, we're going to get into this guillotine music. We have two songs we're going to play, and we're going to do a double play for guillotine. And this is the first song we're going to play is Eastside. So you guys hang on tight. We'll be back for more Manic Monday with CB and the guy.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce.
Off the east side of the
yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Ooh. You know how we do it. Coming from the east side. Coming from the east side. Coming from the next side, next side. Tripping off the petrol, rolling in the late night, pin in the cut, first shot, trying to get right, West Point bound, scoop up my cuts, low, Newport's in the hand, fired up, then here we go, studio session, swing, got a pumping wing, on black light to get it jumping, nothing but a come up, then we all toasted, to the new shit, ATV got them open, clowns on the west side, buses in the B-town, jealous, cause we got the whole county locked down, hate us and tell us, nigga, trading in among us, but look how us nothing but the bomb shit, the bomb shit. Chrome wheels in the city make a nigga know shit, and it gets no love. It can be the truest, huh? You know how we do it. Coming from the east side, and definitely not the west side. Coming from the next side. You know how we do it. Juice cup stuff with the mice, not a lean night. Back and still booming like a trap spot, in and out. Roll up a fatty and pass it to the face up. Mile on the console, four niggas in the back on gun patrol, one time posted in the cut on the 10-4, and then a nigga yelling what he hitting for, headed to the hilltop, rolling in the slow lane, about to break the fools in the dice game, that's right, showing out, party in the OB, just a bunch of young niggas wildin' with some OG, red and blue flag, rappers in the block main, and it's all love, it's a hood state, they get no love when the east side do it up.
Yes. It's a Manic Monday double play.
I want you to grab your lady by the hand and take her to the dance floor and show her how special she is. This one for you, baby. It's one of those love things, you know what I'm saying? When you're all in love and you love that woman, you want to show that woman, and you want to make her feel special. But this is the song to do it to, baby. Come on. Get her off in the heat of the moment. Pick her up when she feeling down. Make her smile like you need that woman. No room for a smirk or frown. Romantic dinners with her. Yeah, and a touch out too. No time like being alone to set that perfect mood. Show her love with a night on the town. Give her roses when you're setting her down. Play a little bit something slow and sexy to make her feel aroused. Conversation strong tonight. And she in your arm tonight. Just pull her in close and hold her tight. Thank God that she in your life. Part-time lover man, not a loving and leaving type of dude that'll bounce like a rubber band. She got her heart all wrapped in it, in love in what she feels. Don't play no game with the woman, hard at mind, cause she's so for real. Real men that grown in the game, put away all childish things. Tip a glass and toast to the good life, make it happen with a diamond ring. Lady, if your man ain't perfect, make sure that he really is worth it. Pick him up and dust him off, in the long run, it'll be truly worth it. Only God is perfect, baby. Everybody deserve a chance. Open heart for gifts when it hurt, it'll heal in time, cause God in the plan. Never take for granted, no. You can even say that drama. Treat it like a queen on the throne, how you want another nigga to treat your mama. To all the tender ronies in the world, this on our special girl. Put it on with your man, so dance, hold hands and let your love unfurl. Take a time out to see that I love you more often than you really do. Make sure it's on a regular basis. Keep it bond that strong like glue. All the men will arrive in the meantime. You can see the real, see it from both sides. Work it out, no room for error. When the progress coming from both minds, keep it cool, don't stress about small things. Find a way to make the sunshine always. No doubt it's a challenge on the home front. Keeping peace to the mix on the home front. Making love, not war, that's the best you can get from the home front.
You there in the middle of your love. I'll touch you there. In the middle of your love. In the middle of your love. In the middle of your love.
Alright, you guys, that was Grit DND, Little of Your Love. You can follow him on Twitter at Grit with a Z, DMG. So make sure you go over and do that. Hey, Rue.
Yeah, yeah.
We have Young Na. He is here, and he is ready to come inside the studio and talk to us a little bit. So we're going to pull him in here right now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what's up. What's up? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm chilling, man. What's up with y'all?
Oh, man, we're doing the same thing.
That's what's up.
So you have to tell us what has been going on with you since the last time we talked. It's been a minute.
Yeah, man. Since the last time we talked, I done just been nonstop recording, working on new music, doing collabos, getting my production game up, my engineer game up. I've been working. My first mixtape dropped in about 8 days. Just been putting in work.
That's what's up. So some of the people that, you know, have been following the show is familiar with Young Na and your music, but we have some new followers as well. So I want you to tell the people a little bit about you and how you got started.
Well, as you know, my name is Young Na. I'm from Philadelphia. Like, I got started in music around when I was about, 15, 16. I was in placement. So I just wanted to write. Now, I mean, I'm a writer first, so instead of just writing, like, for newspapers or trying to write books, I figured rapping would be the fastest way to get people to hear what I'm writing. So I took to that. And plus, I always had a love for rap music. So it was like, why not do something that I already love? And I've just been doing it ever since. Like, I'm a feature co-host on Ground Hard Radio. I mean, remember Team Rock with me? I'm here now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, hey, Rue, I know you're waiting to get in here and dive in here with some questions, so I'm going to leave the floor open for you now. Go ahead. Okay, well, maybe not. Sometimes, hey, Rue, yeah, he is in and out of here like crazy. But anyway, we're glad to have you on the show tonight, and I'm so excited about getting into some of this new music. Now, I want you to tell me a little bit about this mixtape that you're working on.
The mixtape is called Young Niology. Basically, since it's my debut mixtape, this is a study of me. Now, I mean, you're going to hear how I feel about philosophies, about my religion, about my love, about everything. I talk about basically everything on this mixtape, which is crazy because people usually don't dibble and dabble into different subject matters on mixtapes, but it's like, why not? This your first impression. I'm going to try to give y'all a good one. So,
right.
Like, I got a lot of songs. I mean, different songs with different people, different concepts. Like, one word that I use to describe my mixtape is complete, because it's full with all different types of songs. So anybody can relate to it. Anybody that basically is just something to vibe to. It's a CD that people can vibe to, and I hope that's what they get out of it.
Okay. That's what's up. Now, I have three songs. Well, actually, I had Seen Nothing over here for a minute, so I've been kind of playing that, and the people are familiar with that. I also have Pound Cake, Freestyle, and I have Call to God. Now, which one of those songs would you like to kind of get into first?
I guess you can give them, Seen Nothing.
Okay, we're going to play See Nothing, you guys, and we're going to come back and talk with Young Na a little bit more. So you guys hang on tight. We'll be back in just a minute for more Manic Monday. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
I ain't seen nothing like it.
Yeah.
She been here for an hour, niggas still staring at all. So captivating, she could bring the whole world to a pause. Stop you when you're tracks indefinite. I love that she with me, so I won't question it. I'll probably tell you shorty's a rider. If you ask me about it, that loyal aura she put out could vouch for any doubt from without. Dreaming a track, you can spot a fly. A dress code set the mold, say she graduated proud of high. And she generates with these women, they claim she winning. Earning and spending on her bags, the bills and the linen. If all chicks put together like robotics, they have maintenance, shorty might be bionic. Once we got past the tonic, got to dive then hoping to drown. Then got to stroke it, it wasn't no saving me now. And I'm no advocate for cuffing, but if I said I found better, then I'm bluffing. Cause I ain't seen nothing.
I ain't seen nothing.
No, I ain't seen nothing.
No, I ain't seen nothing.
Shorty, I ain't seen a damn thing.
I ain't seen a damn
thing.
That's
even closely compared to you. And no, I ain't done nothing. Baby, I ain't done nothing. Shorty, I ain't did a damn thing.
I ain't did a damn
that could've gotten me prepared for you.
Prepared for you.
At first I was up cramming for days, and I effort to learn the way. She good for puzzling niggas, not the type to be figured. Emotions is well balanced, so she rarely ever trips. So sweet to keep her meek, but know it's levels to this shit. She my preference, shorty, I stand at her shine is evident. I had a million girls, now I question the relevance. If a quiet in any quiet, she gon' set the tone. Since I don't smoke, I got the green, I let her puff alone. Fat duchess, Celine clutches, glove-fitting dresses is effortless to impresses. You think I don't know this, girl, what you mean? I wrote a song and spilled the details about what I seen. You coming close to dreams, styling the plenty, talking to bitches, envy and love, teaching the difference between Brazilian and Remy. So I don't care who the subject, an upgrade don't come up in my discussion, cause I ain't seen nothing. Baby, I ain't seen nothing.
No, I ain't seen nothing.
Shorty, I ain't seen a damn thing.
I ain't seen a damn
thing. That even closely compared to you. And no, I ain't done nothing.
I
swear that I ain't done nothing. Shorty, I ain't did a damn thing. That could've gotten me prepared for you. Now you rocking on. Yeah.
Please excuse me for my astonishment. Hate God to compliment his accomplishment. I had good till she came and trusted. Told I seen it all, but I ain't seen nothing.
Clear.
I ain't seen nothing.
No, I ain't seen nothing like it. I think you know that though.
All right, you guys, that was Young Nasty. Nothing. That's a hot check.
Yeah.
I've been playing it over here.
Yeah,
trying to get the people to listen. Yeah, man, that's a hot track. We've been spending it over here. And I wanted to kind of ask you, because I don't know if anybody's really been doing a whole lot in the music industry since the last time we kind of sat down with each other, but is there any new, like, mainstream artists that you may consider wanting to work with or may want to get on a track with in the future?
In the future, I really want to work with J. Cole. I think J. Cole just fire to me. Like, he's music. I mean, I want to work.
Okay, are you there, Young Nas?
I like you breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. I think we. Yeah. But we love Young Nas on the board. Yeah, he is. He's a sweet artist, and I like his music. I think that would be a pretty nice collaboration.
Yeah,
because Young Nas is always on the knowledge. He's more of an artist that gets, you know, the point across to people, and that's what I like. What I like about him. And
your content.
Yeah, he has content to his music, so that's a plus. We have callers on the board, too. If you guys want to come in and give your shouts out or just say hi or whatever, make sure you do that, and we're here to talk to you. And
yeah,
we're waiting for them now to come back in. Yeah, because we lost him off the board.
Shout out your Twitter, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit, your Facebook, your MySpace.
You know what?
I'm just saying. You know, your Boco space, your what else they got, man? Your Air G. You know, let's get old school. Shout out your four shared account. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What are you gonna tell him next?
The PayPal
account?
Oh, I gotta take you hollered out the PayPal account, man, unless you gonna exchange some bread. So, you know, yeah, you know, we can eat together, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta be some bread. You gotta be some bread. I got some meat.
Man, we gotta call him here on the line. We gotta pull him in. I think this is D. Hey, how you doing? Hey, do we have a caller on the line?
Well, hey, what's going on?
What's going on with the phone?
Oh, man, my bad. I was listening, but I had my phone on mute.
Okay, well, y'all need to realize, when y'all go live, take your phones off of mute.
I knew I was coming, man. My bad.
What's going on, D?
Oh, man, not much. Just out here chilling, man. You know, same old thing, man. Trying to stay positive, trying to stay away from the madness, man. Living this good country life.
Did you get a chance to hear some of Young Nas' music?
Oh, yeah, I was listening. I was grooving with that right there, man. I was grooving with that. I like that.
Yeah, I think we got him back here, too. Let's see. Hey.
Yeah, I'm back. My fault.
Okay. No problem. Hey, this is Blog Talk Radio. Nothing. Nothing is a surprise around here.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yes.
So we got a caller on the line, Young Nas. This is Dee, one of our hosts of Grown Folks Business. Dee, did you have any questions for Young Nas? Anything you wanted to ask him?
Yeah, I want to commend you on your music, first of all, because I was digging the song, man. I want to commend you on your music, man. You're doing your thing. Just continue to do you, man. What are you reaching for? What are you reaching for out of this? What are you reaching for? What are your goals?
To be honest, like, I want to win a Grammy. Like, that's a big goal of mine. Like, I really want a Grammy. Like, because I, like, if I feel like if I win a Grammy, then that means people heard what I had to say. They heard, they felt what I was saying. They felt my story, and that would mean a lot to me. So that's my, that's one of my ultimate goals. Like, if I win one, I don't know what's my next move, but that's my goal for now.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. That's ain't nothing wrong with that at all. Ain't nothing that's wrong with that.
Yeah, man. So if anybody wants to call and ask Young Nah questions, you can hit us up 646-200-3860. And we have Call to God and Pound Cake left. Which song would you like to get into now, sir?
I guess you can give them Call to God.
Okay, you want to tell us a little bit about that and if you have any features on it?
Call to God is actually it's actually the only song that I'm using from my EP that's probably going to drop later, probably next year. And this song is a kind of personal song to me. It means a lot to me. It's produced by myself and my producer Diesel on the track. And he does a little bridge at the end of it, but it's not me. It's something to listen to. Like, I actually love this song, one of my favorites.
All right, you guys, well, we're going to get into it right now. Young Nah, Call to God, and we'll be back to talk with them a little more in just a minute. Hang on tight.
I'm praying that I fall. I'm praying that I don't. And God ain't surprised for the defense.
All right, you guys, we are back in the house of Young Na and my co-host, the guy, Hey Roo. And we are loving this music that you have going on here.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was feeling that, champ.
Thanks, man.
Really. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You know, you always spitting, man. You know what I'm saying? You always got the vibe, man. You know I was going to ask you, man. Before you even came over here, so.
Oh, man.
Don't give it to me, man. Go on, give it to me. Drink you some water, man. You know what I'm saying?
I say maybe get my timing. I might be too much for the state of rhyming. Desire to spit that fire too hot for these haters climbing. Stacking them Ben Franks, y'all money like Frankie Lyman. Since they modeled after me, they must hate when I redesign it. Dining the must define it's common sense that bread winners eat. Show up to the plate with just a fork, you won't enjoy the feast. Let's get it clear and shit free around here. Loaning nothing for sorrows, this hell no you can borrow. Pray to get rich tonight, grind to get rich tomorrow. Sleep of the week, we moving like we owls in these streets. Handful of freaks, and I'm trying to get them all to blow. 4 out of 5. That was actually a little preview of what's on the next John now, man. I can give y'all a little preview.
I tried to pull you in a little while ago, hey, Rue, to ask your questions, because I know you had some for Young Na, so I want you to go ahead and get your questions.
No, I was letting you and Young D do your thing, man, you know what I'm saying, because you know how I get to talking and shit, you know what I'm saying. No, I already asked you, man, about the Grammy, man. You know the next thing after the Grammy is work hard the next morning, but if you don't, I mean, you know, I never try to speak in negativities, man, but if you don't achieve the Grammy thing, man, what will it take for you to still consider your career to be like a success? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't know, man, just to know that, I mean, my music is helping. It's like, it's just, all I really want is for people to listen to my CD and zone out. And if I become aware that people are doing that, then my career is a success, honestly.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Because I just want to let you know, man, I've been, you know, I was kind of like East Coasting it too much, man, with one cat. But I'm going to just say, you know what I'm saying, Jada Kiss, man, and Dub C. Cats had extremely successful careers, man, but they ain't received the accolades, you know what I'm saying,
that's true.
Their career. Know what I'm saying? And their music and their listenability, man, and they like home base. You know what I'm saying? Should have given them. So, you know, I just want to, you know, just want to make sure, man. You know what I'm saying? You still focus on that, man. But like, you know, your music sound a little different this time from it did last time. What changed in your life since the last CD came out?
I actually never put the last one out. What happened was my manager, I actually changed management, and he wanted me to drop a mixtape before I dropped the EP, which was my first project that I was working on. And basically what changed is I developed more, like, because I had just got over, because I lost my voice for a few years. So back then I was just getting back into doing music for real. So now I'm a little more developed. I'm coming into my own. I'm doing my own thing, and that's basically the change.
Yeah, but I kind of heard it, because I mean, last time you were spitting, man, you were spitting. But I mean, as far as like your lyrical content, the substance of it, man, has developed. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the message is more clear. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was
Thank
some
you.
Bars. You know what I'm saying? There was some spitting there. It was some jewels. But you know, this time you kind of, you know, giving us a little necklace or something. You know what I'm saying? You piecing some shit together. So. You know, we feeling that over here, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to spin that over here on my show, man. Yeah,
I appreciate
you know.
It.
I
do too. And we want you to continue to let us know what's going on with you and, you know, keep some music over here for us to play, because you know we're going to play it. And
when the mixtape done, I'll be sure that you get it, like probably get it before a lot of other people.
Yeah.
I have it for you.
Okay, well, we're going to be waiting on it. And I want you to make sure you let everybody know how to get a hold of Young Na. How can we do that?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Young Na 267. Facebook, Young Na, that's YOUNGNAH. I mean, you can even hit me on Kick at Young Na 267. I'm everywhere. You can Google me, YouTube, SoundCloud. I'm everywhere.
That's what's up. Y'all better hit Young Na up. Kick his name. Y'all better kick Young Na. Make sure you kick him over there. People be asking me all the time, do you have Kick? Do you have Kick? And I'd be like, I have that, but I never use that app. Like, I don't understand that Kick app at all.
That's what you give people when y'all want to give me your phone number. Yeah,
Kick is like, man, you know what I'm saying. You seem cool, but you know. You ain't on that level. You know, we got to kick a couple of times so you can get into the contacts or something.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's like incognito until you get to where you need to be.
Exactly.
Kick is like old school Viper security, protected by Viper. Stand back.
Really?
Yeah.
Close enough. Well, I want to say thank you, Young Na, so much for coming to hang out with us tonight on Manic Monday. As always, you know, it's been a pleasure to have you over here. And make sure, like I say, you get the music to us so we can get it on and get it centered for the people, because they really feel the music over here that we be playing. People be retweeting our stuff. We're trying to get our following back up to what we had. But you know how it is when you're trying to start out. So we're asking all of our guests to kind of help us, you know, when you see us tweet. So to kind of retweet it every now and then so people can get familiar with us. And that's what we're trying to do right now. Yeah, man.
We still waiting on our mail to get forwarded. You know what I'm saying? That shit don't work. It's a Jexy shit. ain't nothing making it over but the bills.
Yes, sir. But we're going to play your last track here that we have in the studio, Pound Cake. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Like, this is actually just a freestyle. It's featuring an artist named T. Coop. He actually... he's actually from New York or whatever. He approached me about doing the song, and it came out kind of nice. Now, I mean, it's a freestyle to the Jay-Z and Drake record, and just a little spittage for the people. Not really much to it.
Okay, well, we're going to get into it right now, you guys. Pound Cake, Young Na, thank you so much for coming to hang out with us on Manic Monday. We love you. We're going to continue to play your music. We're going to get into it now, you guys. Okay, hang on tight. More Manic Mondays just a minute.
Straight Dynamite. Yeah. Like back in the old days. You know, years ago they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it, you know, whether it's disco or rock. But we just went in the studio and we did it. We had champagne in the studio, of course, you know, compliments of the company. And we just laid back and did it. So we hope you enjoy listening to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you, because we had a ball. Knowing the real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Young Na, team rock with me. Check, I say maybe it's my timing. I might be too much for the state of rhyming. Desire to spit that fire too hot for these niggas climbing. Stacking them Ben Franks, y'all money like Frankie Lyman. Since they modeled at the meeting, my take when I redesign it. Dining amongst the finest, common sense that breadwinners eat. Show up to the plate with just a fork, you wanna join the feast. Let's get it clean, shit free around here. Loaning nothing for sorrows as hell, know you can borrow. Pray to get rich tonight, grind to get rich tomorrow. Sleep for the week, we moving like we owls in these streets. Handful of freaks, and I'm trying to get them all to blow. Four out of five doing Young Na, that's a good fellatio ratio. Just beginning my menace, join my Hennessy ministry. Preaching the word of ball and accepting my son of energy. Fly entity, haters feel it but can't touch it. Pull strings on my level, geppetto these damn puppets. Channel them ruling ruckus, now I'm one slick spitter. Killing them every song, talking rigor for you niggas, the flow master, this only natural, I scare rappers. Way and maneuver and better than Deuce Medulla, Nine Kruger. It's sorta like my dreams be they nightmares. I had one terrifying run before I'm done. Rock with me in this bitch, rock with me.
with me in this bitch. Yeah, I had to run it back. Double takes make them sick. Such an infectious team, they wishing we quarantine. Risk by that real contamination through the population. So much harbor, they fear a day, ain't got nothing for us. Except an opportunity for me to ruin Z. Cause homophobia is a made up. Chicks know I'm next. Now her dude getting the X like a rave, cuz. Holla at me.
Blow for the show, the glow just like a ministry. The flow bow tie like the business be. You couldn't mock and joke picture you picking me. If the shit grow on leaves, then fuck it, nigga, pick a tree. Pick a time zone to watch, face has three. Even the clock that's broke, the still right, see. Too much time on my hands to make shit free. Free time with dope lines, now they frisk me. They wanna stick me with a felony crime. They try to get me mugshot, posing with my twisties. A scarlet letter to society, now that's history. They causing my anxiety, feeling like a Jew around these Nazis. No one really love you more than yourself, cause you're your own enemy. Stop ignoring yourself. I've been looking at this mirror and he spoke to myself. I can't really blame you for your misconceptions, just the hand you was dealt. Cause there was a teacher for all those lessons. A king turns to peasant without the wealth. Trying to create a legacy, my destiny already spelled.
That is Young Nah Pound Cake Freestyle, you guys. Make sure you go over and check him out. Follow him on Twitter at Young Nah, NAH267. And we really appreciate him for stopping by to hang out with us tonight on Manic Monday. Now, we have another guest that's coming through here, too. We're waiting on Dangerous Tactics to get up in here. If you're on the board right now, press the 1 button and come in and have a chit-chat with us. We're waiting for him to come in. And I think we have him here on the line, so we're going to pull 8481 into the studio. Hey, how you doing?
What's good? What's good? How you doing?
Hey!
What's
up,
champ? What it is, Hyro?
Salute. So glad to have you over.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with y'all, man. You know, it's always, you know, good to be around good people, man. Good vibes. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, man. It's just this, you just have this voice, man. It's like electrifying. You know what I mean? Like, I listen to your music, and I'm like a fan of your music, so I listen to the lyrics a lot. But sometimes I just be wanting to say, see, you don't need that auto-tune shit, man. Your voice is so hot, man, by itself. It just carries, man. You don't need that shit, man.
Word. No doubt. No doubt.
For real.
For
real.
It's just,
that
you know,
just,
it's just different things.
It go hard either way, though. It go
yeah,
hard either way.
To,
get me wrong.
Yeah. I just try to do different things. You know, give, just try to do something for everybody, basically. You know, it's just how I feel when I get, you know, a certain vibe when I get into the studio. You know.
Yeah, man.
And it's you know, I guess it's just creative control. When you're an independent artist, sometimes you can just do what you want, you know. It might not always be the what the fans like, but, you know, you have the ultimate control and the say-so. So, you know, when I was doing the song, I was like, well, you know, that shit sound hot to me. You know, I hope somebody else like it, you know. But
no,
I know what you're saying.
It's hot. Either
that's why I tried
it's
to the first CD I did, I had a lot more auto-tune. This one I just released yesterday, I think I only have maybe, you know, like shit, like 3 songs maybe with auto-tune on it.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah,
I ain't like
it's just me.
I ain't gonna kill y'all with that shit, you know.
I like it. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I'm, you know, I like your voice. I'm listening. I'm used to Grind Hard Radio, you know, Dangerous Characters with the real thing popping off.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I hear that, you know what I'm saying. That's just, you know, it's fire. Shit, it is what it is. Either way, it's hot though.
Yeah.
So don't get me wrong. Either way, it's hot. So 420 was a big day for you. It was a big day for all the weed smokers, too. But tell me exactly what happened on 420 as far as Dangerous Tactics music is concerned.
Well, basically what happened was I released my second solo project, you know, on that piss. And, you know, it's up there right now doing good numbers. And I'm expected to do, you know, projected to do a lot more numbers. So, you know, if you would like to go on that piss, you can type in Dangerous Tactics. And it's a Dangerous World, too. You know, and that's a mixtape I just dropped yesterday. If you would like to catch up on me and, you know, if you're a person that you like to start at the beginning, you know what I'm saying, of somebody's, you could type in Dangerous Tactics and download my first mixtape as well. It's a Dangerous World. That's the first one. You know, you can get both of those for free on that test, you know what I mean, and a lot, you know, more creativity. If you like to listen to artists that, you know, not going to lie to you and do things just because they're popular and talk about things just because they're popular, then go ahead and Google me and type in my name and follow my movement, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm about, you know, holding myself to a certain standard, you know, and so that my fans appreciate it, you know, so that my fans, you know, hold themselves to standards as well, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Well, I was excited about it. I went over there to check the song out, because I'm always waiting on new stuff from everybody. And I was just blew back, man. The songs is just hot, left and right. So tell me a little bit about how you came up with the concept for this particular. Well, I know, you know, you came off of one. So, like, you guys, you can't have two. You can't have Dangerous World 2 if you don't have one. You got to get both of them. But tell us a little bit about this concept of this actual mixtape. How did you bring it all together?
Well, you know, just like a sequel to anything, either it could be bad or it could be good, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know, when anybody tries to do something that they previously did, they would like to make it bigger and better. So what I really did was I just, you know, like the first mixtape, it was to get people to know that, you know, Dangerous Tactics is a rapper out here, and, you know, basically get my bars and stuff out there. And then the second one, like, I had people were already in tune with my movement, so I didn't have to really let people know that I was here on this one, so I could kind of relax and make more songs, you know. Like, the first mixtape, I had some freestyles and, you know, some older songs that I did and new songs all put together. But this mixtape that I did was all new songs that I had done, you know, either just myself or songs that I have done with other people. You know what I'm saying? I had got them to get on my mixtape. So basically what I did was I got better beats. I made better songs. I definitely got more in tune with the female fans on this mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I used to not be able to really make too many songs that females would like on a, you know, on a slow it down or grown and mature level. On this mixtape, I kind of touched on, you know, like relationships, love, sex, you know, like three or four songs, you know, so that the ladies, because they was kind of rough on me, because the ladies show you love. That's what all the independent artists, y'all, that's what y'all need to know, that the ladies are not afraid to say that they like you, you know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to bend a little bit for them and make songs that they would like to play this for them, you know. And I also made songs that were for men and women, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just making songs based on, okay, this is for the dudes, this is some gangster stuff, or this is, you know, this is a story, or, you know, or this is for the ladies. Mm-hmm. I just kind of made something that everybody, you know, something for everybody. That's what I went in mind. And I still stuck to my core element of keeping my own style on every song, you know what I'm saying? But picking different styles to use so that people wouldn't get bored, that they could put in, the CD and just let it go from beginning to end, and they would be entertained, because that's what music is supposed to be. It's supposed to be entertainment. It ain't supposed to be, oh, you know, I'm going to scare people for, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, or I'm going to make people sleepy, talk about love for 45 minutes. I'm not knocking anybody, but you got to give people variety. You know, you can't be monotone. You know, that's
right.
That's what I definitely stayed away from, being monotone, stick it to one voice, one style, one concept. If you download my mixtape, even my first one, you know, that's what I did. I just got better. I just tried to make something that everybody could listen to for a long time. I did it for hip-hop. You know, the first one, I did it to show people who Dangerous Tactics was. The second one, basically, I did it for the love of music. You know, I didn't go into it trying to make $1 million, but I also went into it with a business mind state that I could make millions of dollars as well, but I made the music first. You know, I put the business mind into it second. You know, I put my heart into the lyrics, into picking the beats out, to picking out the people that was on it. You know, the words, the skits, and, you know, in the beginning it had, you know, the intro, you know, the people who haven't heard it, it's Notorious Big talking, you know, about hip-hop and stuff, how people trying to say it's destroying and this and that. You know, he just says a little bit about how he believes that, you know, people come from bad situations, so they tired of being in bad, you know, environments, and they just want to, you know, express that through music, you know, and try to eat off of it. So that's just, you know, like, and that's real. And that's how I feel like every independent artist is out here really, you know, loving music, and they might be in a bad situation, so they might take it more serious than a person who just playing with it, you know. So.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, hey, Rue, I know you wanted to jump in here somewhere, so you got some questions you want to ask Dangerous Tactics?
I mean, other than, you know what I'm saying, was you worried about the, you know, as they say, the sophomore jinx, man? You know, that's the big thing, man. You know, the first one is like, you know, you hungry, you kind of want everybody to love it, but it's like, man, this is my music out. I'm putting my music out. I don't give a fuck. I'm putting my music out. You know what I'm saying? The second one, you know, it's that, like, you thinking a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you said, you was thinking a little bit. Do you have any, as you was preparing and mapping out your plan, do you have any fears of, like, the sophomore jinx?
Well, actually, I didn't, because I'm always around music, and basically, you know, as being a host on Grindhard Radio, I get to listen to music, you know, on a daily basis, so I'm inspired as well as disgusted, you know, just to be honest. So I get to see the best of both worlds, you know, as a rapper and as a radio, you know, as a listener. So it's like when, you know, music, that's my love. It's something that I've been doing for a long time. So I just made the songs. I wasn't even worried about, you know, like I'm already on, I already got 6 songs done for Dangerous World 3, you know what I mean? And I'm going to take my time with it, but at the same time, I'm always working on music. When I dropped my first mixtape, I had enough music to drop 2 mixtapes. So that's just letting people know that, you know, I'm working. I'm constantly working on music, constantly picking out beats. And the main thing is, that I have a lot of people that look up to me, and I have a lot of people that depend on me. So it's no such thing as a sophomore jinx with Dangerous Tactics, because, you know, I threw a lot of shit on my back, you know. And when you a man, you know, it's no excuses. A real man don't make excuses. He make a way. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
so,
you.
You know what I mean?
Thank
and,
you.
and I also, I keep God first. You know what I mean? As long as I got God first, it's nothing that I can't achieve or nothing that I can't do. So I didn't think about people hating on me or, you know, that always comes. Whether I'm doing good or bad, people are not going to like what I'm trying to do, and then they're going to try to take that shit out on my music, you know what I'm saying? But I know that I make good music because, you know, all ages like my music regardless. So I know that I'm doing good work, and I just have to, continue to stay consistent and creative, and don't let trendiness ever affect what I'm doing, because I'm a student, you know what I'm saying? I'm a student and a fan of hip-hop before anything. I never chose to be a rapper. You know, it was just divine intervention. The game chose me. So I'm nothing but a humble, you know, I'm always going to be humble to music, because it saved me at a time, you know, when things that I have might have wanted to do didn't go right. You know, I always had music.
Yeah.
And, you know, the shit just came to me by, you know, battle rap. Somebody made a song about me, and my homeboy basically let me hear it by myself. And he, you know, gave me a pep talk like Rocky's trainer, like, hey, man, you know, you need to get this dude. And I did it. Yep, and I got his ass back, and the rest is history. You know, that was years and years ago when I was a teenager. And, you know, I just appreciate that, because...
Yeah.
I guess the dude saw something in me to eat, because you don't come at a whack person. You know what I'm saying? You don't come at a whack person. You come at somebody that you feel is a threat, you know, and he probably thought that me not being a rapper would intimidate me to the point where he would just have the easy win and I would roll over, but shit.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, you said something about being a radio host, man, and, like, hearing, like, the boast. But the best of, like, you know, you hear some good stuff and you hear some bad stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, because a lot of times, man, you know, I dabbled here and there. I clown a lot about it, man. But sometimes listening to these dudes' stuff, sometimes you say to yourself, like, I could do this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is what's out there. I could do this, man. It's like, and it makes you, it can make you comfortable and at the same time sometimes overconfident. What advice, man, do you have, man, for dudes who, like, because I really believe that it's not hating if it's true. You know what I'm saying? Fat chick in stretch pants, summertime, man, sweating through them joints, man, looking naked up under there. You know what I'm saying?
That's not a good look.
No, that's not hating. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, how do you go about, man, like, when some of these dudes come on here, man, like, I don't really be wanting to, like, blast dudes on the air. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if a dude get too cocky, man, you know, I ain't got a problem, man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, telling him this shit is garbage. You know, I try to encourage
some other humble people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, do you ever find yourself, man, like, you know what I mean? It's like, if somebody say something in a certain way, can you take, like, constructive criticism?
Yeah, always, you know what I'm saying? Even when people, I always take what people say into consideration, you know. But right now, I'm an independent artist, and I have the full control, you know, as far as what I say and do to a certain extent, because I have a manager. Shout out to my manager, my big brother, Jit Chronicles, you know what I'm saying? But I'm also my manager myself, you know what I'm saying? So, and I have advisors, you know. My twin, Virginia Supernova Slim, she's one of my advisors. So I go to them, you know, with my music. They always, you know, Tweety B is a person that I feel like is a great person to send music to and get their honest opinion, you know what I'm saying? And she will let you know whether it's hot or not, you know what I'm saying? And so that's what I do. I basically have a circle of people and other DJs and other rappers and shit, you know what I'm saying? I send out my music before it's ever probably played on the radio. So people are sending me emails and shit back letting me know, like, okay, this shit is hot, or, you know, you can do better. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not invincible to, you know, constructive criticism, but at the same time, I feel like that built me stronger to make better songs and be a better artist so that people like the majority of the shit I do. So the more you put into your craft, the less the less criticism, you know, that you might not even really want to hear, you'll have to deal with. You know, you're always going to have to deal with constructive criticism, but if you do the right things when you go in the studio, if you don't play around, if you don't try to have 20 yes men, or, you know, you running all these females and thinking you a pimp and shit, you know, if you're going to do music, love the music, you know what I'm saying? You got to pick what you're trying to do, because that's the reason why, you know, God works in mysterious ways, but
Yeah, the grind is real.
Yeah, but the grind is real as well. If you would put your mind into music instead of, you know, chasing a million females, or, you know, being around people doing the wrong things, then you might be where you want to be sooner, you know, because God will let you know that you're blocking your blessings. And I think that's what I was doing, you know, when I was younger. Yeah. I was just running around thinking, okay, I mean, just because I never caught a loss battling or being on tracks, I had the hottest verses, but that don't do it. You know, you got to fucking take the constructive criticism. You got to be out there networking. And you also have to watch the company you keep, because the niggas
for
that
real,
you hang with, you know, the niggas you hang with will take the opportunities and use them for themselves if you're not aware and conscious of what's going on. You know, and that's one thing that happened to me. I had put on a whole bunch of rappers in my clique, you know, that didn't have a home, you know, and a brand to represent them. But at the time, I had, you know, fell upon hard times, and these niggas used what we had built up to, you know, promote themselves and get opportunities. And I ain't mad at them, but, you know, if, you know, loyalty is loyalty. So, you know, that's
most
what I would say. So just
definitely.
Get loyal people around you that wouldn't make a dollar off what y'all got going together without consulting you or with splitting it with you. You know what I'm saying? If they know that the shit is, you know, important to you and important to them, then take it that way all the time. Don't never let money separate the integrity, because now I'm doing good, you know, and the people who turn their back on me, you know, I still wish them well, but I don't have to take phone calls or meetings or do any music with them, because I don't feel obligated to. If they would have stayed down for me, then, you know, I would talk to Tweety B for them. I would talk to you, Haru. You know what I'm saying? I would talk to Jit.
Yeah.
I would do, because I have power now, being not only being an artist, but being a mogul. Is an executive on Grindhard Radio, a host on Grindhard Radio, having my own clothing line, you know, being in different movements as an artist, you know, being plugged in with different DJs, blogs, and websites. So I can do a lot for people, you know, but it's at the same time, it's can you be loyal? Because it's not, oh, what you gonna pay me and what you can do, all this. It's just the fact, can you stay down? You know, are you willing to grind? Are you a loyal person? Do you have integrity? That's the first thing that, you know, that over here at Grindhard Radio and Team Grindhard, you know, that's what we look for. We look for a person who's hungry, who has integrity, has morals to themselves, and they're not afraid to, you know, speak their mind.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, man. It's real, man, because I know, like, on my show, you know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of people that, like, I grew up with, or dudes that I knew from before, man, that I know is trying to get their little music heard or trying to do what they do, man. I try to pull them through. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but it's like, it's the fact of the matter is, man, is it's a lot of, you know, brilliant people right now, man, like unemployed. You know what I'm saying? Like, just based on the grind being so real, man. You know what I mean? So I respect that, man. It's like cats look at it like, today is today. You know, you're trying to eat today, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like a fisherman eating his bait. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're eating your bait, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he didn't catch the fish if he wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You got to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, you can't spin the recap. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know what I'm saying? Economics 101, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like I fell in love with math, man. You know, because it's the only thing that won't never lie to you, man. If it ain't right, it just ain't right. You can be mad as you want to, but it ain't right, it ain't right, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just how it is, man. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a positive. You know, you can laugh now. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, man. You know, wish them well. You know, you don't never got to say their names. You just,
ain't
you know, you just let them feel the shine, man. Let them feel the shine. You know, I mean, if nothing else, you know, the game will teach them a lesson. You know, maybe they'll be more loyal to each other this time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
That's exactly how it goes, and
I love to see people do good. You know what I mean? Hey, I don't have no harsh feelings towards anybody because that type of stuff blocks your blessings. So, you know, I just continue to do me and continue to vibe with good people, you know, and I'm just happy to be here and blessed, you know, to be an artist that people respect and people enjoy my music, you know. And I, you know, I just want to salute to all the artists that's out there, you know, that maybe, you know, things ain't going right, but you still got to make your music because it's other people that shit might not be going right for them either, but when they play your music, you know, it takes them to a place, you know, where they can, you know, feel, you know, smile and be happy or, you know, turn up for a minute and, you know, and be inspired. So just keep going. That's all I say to everybody out there, not just artists either. You know, if you're a single mom or a dad out there working hard for your kid, man, just keep going, man, because people look up to you and people do appreciate you. And, you know, and y'all are the people that I make music for because I'm going through the same thing that y'all are going through. You know what I'm saying? I'm no different than anybody.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That's what's up. And we have, actually, we have First Team over here. I've been playing that. That's my cut. Yeah, I've been playing that a lot. And we also have Raw over here. Now, that's something new off the mixtape, as well as 14. We've been kind of playing that over here, so people are kind of familiar with it. And we also have Club Loud Anthem. Now, tell me which one that you want to get into.
Okay, since we just got Young Nah up off the air, that's my little bro from Philly. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the people that is on Team Grindhard, you know. So I had to go to him and say, hey, because me and him been talking about doing a song, you know. So one day I was in the studio, and I just laid a hot-ass verse on a hot-ass beat, and I was like, yo. And I had just finished talking to him on Uhu and shit, you know what I'm saying? And he was drunk, and he was like, bro, send me something, man, send me something. And I was like, I got you, I got you. And then one day I was in the studio, and I was like, you know what? This will sound beautiful with Young Nah on it. And then ever since we put the song out, everybody's like, yo, that shit is hot. So, you know, that's that VA to PA right there. And, you know, I definitely appreciate him for laying the verse for me, you know, and being quick with it, too. So you know you got hot shit when another artist, you know, either he takes a long time to get back to you and he lays a hot verse, or either he gets it right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, they just play with it and never, you know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But shout out to Young Nah. This is Raw featuring Young Nah, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, off Dangerous World, too. I hope y'all enjoy it.
That's what's up. We're about to get into it right now, you guys. Raw, hang on tight. We'll be back with more Dangerous Tactics.
Riding through the city with my high beams on, blowing big loud every day for my niggas that's gone. Either they had died or made a prison they home. Wishing my big brother Chucky could just call my phone. These are the reasons I'ma prove you haters wrong. All I have is memories and pictures, my nigga. If I wasn't blessed with kids, I might be with ya. My loyalty is only to real niggas. So if you not real, I can't fuck with ya. Try to snake me, I pray a thousand rounds hit ya. We forever play for keeps in Bad News, Virginia. Dangerous tag. Chase, call me career ender. Put your brains in the blender, make a fuck nigga remember. Sim, sim, simmer, got your bitch in my beamer. She go down low and get my dick some sugar. She just wanna be seen with a rich nigga, yeah?
Club Loud.
Yeah.
Team Rock with me. Grind or die. Yeah. hardest raw you ever seen. Coming from Killer Dell, where they hunting niggas that tell you die if you intervene. Niggas starving for beef, some just thirsting for cream. Robbery, Ponzi schemes and extortion, they get a portion. You don't wanna fall short when that nature run its course. Lions versus gazelles, your chest versus them shells. Niggas in the gun range, trying to get their aim well. And they waiting for a sucker to clap it on, to practice on. Y'all rap niggas sing to Babylon, but me and Danger about to give you a lyric storm. You haven't warm, my shit hot, y'all pull a spit as your fridge. My flow game is exquisite, about to stop the fucking weed with the quickness. I'm on my jit shit, now I rip shit, get destroyed, think you can diss this. You dismiss, you trippin', you must be disturbed. Think you about to action just to shoot us a bird. Fuck what you heard, big niggas soft, they pack a saw. My dogs down a bark and bite, I let them all. The leash, come wild, rock with me, going hard in these streets. If you want to get involved, make the call, and that's raw.
Yeah, we back, and that was hot.
That
was hot. Yeah, that was like one of my favorites when I first went over there and took the mixtape off. I'm like, yeah, that's that
one right there.
Yeah, so we got a caller here on the line too. I'm gonna pull him in here. 8406 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Yo, this is your Uncle Reg.
Hey, Uncle Reg. How you doing?
What up?
I'm old school, man. I don't know nothing of what y'all are talking about.
But it is. It is old school. Hey, homie.
You don't give a damn.
So tell everybody where you're calling from.
Rochester, New York.
All right. We bumping in Rochester, y'all.
We're
here in the studio with Dangerous Tactics, and he's releasing a mixtape. Well, actually, he released it last night, so we're playing some of the tracks off of there. Do you have any questions you may want to ask him?
No, just give him words of encouragement. Hang in there, you know, do you? And just stay positive, man.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, big homie. Yeah. Salute to you.
All right,
Uncle Red, thank you so much for calling in and checking in on Tweety Bird Central. Make sure you keep listening.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me happy, my family listening.
I don't know nothing about shit y'all talking about right now. Old school.
Oh,
what's up?
The call.
I was supporting my family like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Shit.
And, you know what I mean? And that's love right there. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. And look, she over there still blushing. She's so happy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Shit. So, what's after the mixtape, man? I know you're going to do some shows, man, and perform or something, man.
Yeah,
when you going to be performing?
Definitely. Well, definitely. I got some videos about to shoot a couple of videos to get the people some visuals. Basically, right now, I'm trying to, narrow down which songs that I want to shoot a video to, because every time I kind of close my eyes and listen to my music, I can picture a video for almost every song, and that's how I know that I'm doing a good job, because, you know, and not just... a video with niggas in it and lean and all that dumb shit that everybody see every time. I'm talking about like a motion picture, that I gotta get my shit together so that I can make a movie to what I'm trying to, portray, So, basically, I'm down to do some shows. I'm definitely gonna do some shows. I'm linking up with some of my people. They about to release some more mixtapes and stuff, and they doing promo tours, and I think I might kind of link up with them, because I got big respect and big love for them, so I might just try to see if I could tag along with them, because they do real good when they perform, and they get a lot of love, so I would like to, rock with them, and also do some more local shows, where, the venues you know, are real good for independent artists out there. I just don't want to go to a venue where anybody gets up there and they be saying anything. You know what I'm saying? Cause
I ain't waiting on 500 dudes rapping about the same drug that was spit garbage.
All y'all artists paying for them showcases, that's what happens. Listen to Hiru, because that's what happens at all them artist showcases. You pay all that expensive money, man, dude, get up, talking about
I spit shit backwards, you know what I'm saying? So turn your head around so you can understand all that old bullshit. By the time you get up there with your heat, you walk out there and shit, it's like when you paid your money, it was 500 people. By the time you get to the microphone, it's just the bar closed.
Everything. Hell yeah, everybody's sleepy. Everybody looks sleepy.
Niggas did an encore.
The other rappers are still waiting to go after you. They looking like, nigga, you better do one song and one song only. Because if not, that's what happened to me when I was in Atlanta. We almost fucking had to get in a fight because we paid our money. We was going to do two songs, nigga, whether y'all niggas liked it or not. So, hey, you know, if some niggas, there was rappers, was at the front of the stage, like, y'all need to get off the stage. We was like, nigga, we paid our money. Y'all going to wait. Or we can get it in, whatever we got to do, bro. You know.
Hey,
it was crazy, man. So just know who you dealing with. Know who you sending your money
to. That's that greed,
though. They book a million
artists. That greed right there, man.
They book a million artists for 2 days. So, hey, this what you do. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give y'all artists some game real quick. Y'all fucking, hey, when they ask you do you want to perform on the first day or the second day, and you know how all of us black people be like, well, let me get my shit together. I'm going to perform on the second day because that's what we did. Don't do that shit. Go the first day. Everybody going to be there and everybody trying to see what's going on until the end. The second day, that's when all the damn, you know, everything
producers
is
and
used,
other promoters,
dead, all that shit, them people gone. It ain't nobody but
like,
collecting
garbage,
money.
Garbage, man, I got to go. Yeah.
It's only the people collecting more money. That's who they're. They can't give you a record deal. They just stealing your damn money. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah, we got
and that'd be
we
when the fighting and shooting start, too, on the second day, because the people done ain't performed, but they done paid $500. You know what I'm saying? Or they done paid $1,000.
Yeah, man. Yeah, for real, though.
That's the same. That's how it goes, though. That's exactly how it goes. But we're pressing for time, you guys. I really want you to be able to tell everybody how they can get a hold to that mixtape and how they can find you online anywhere.
All right. Basically, what you can do is you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at selfmadedanger, all one word. You know what I'm saying? You can go on that piff and type in Dangerous Tactics. It's a dangerous one. It's a dangerous world one. You know what I'm saying? It's a dangerous world two. You know what I mean? They on there for free download right now. Make sure you get it while, you know, it's not the popular thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and mess with me while, you know, I'm still underground. You know what I'm saying? Don't wait until a million DJs and everybody bumping my music. You could say you heard it first on Tweety Beat and Hiru's show, Manic Mondays, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know, that y'all like the music. So salute
that's
to everybody, up. You know what I'm saying? And big salute to you, Tweety Beat, and big salute to you, Hiru, because, you know what I'm saying, without y'all, it wouldn't be no Manic Mondays.
Hey,
Ru, you know what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't going to correct you, man, but you know, that's like
hey,
my first time. I had to hit you. Hey, Rue, man. You're like, hey, not hi. Hey, you know, what's
no
up? You casual with it. Hey, Rue.
No doubt.
You
know, I'll be on that, you know what I'm saying, on that different level. So, my bad.
Did they hit you with the 421 day?
They can't hit me with the 421 because I'm my own boss. You know what I'm saying? Jit Chronicles don't give out 421 day drug tests.
That's what it is.
Because
everybody ain't so lucky, man. Yeah, some motherfuckers walked into work, they had them cups lined up. You know what I'm saying? They got refreshed.
I would have had.
They got refreshed.
Hey, you didn't hear this from me, but hey, if you got a kid or you got them, got somebody that don't smoke, that's when you go in there 21 with Day P and say, hey, give me the biggest cup you got. Whatever, I'm ready.
I can sell P. I don't do nothing.
Exactly.
How I don't
exactly,
even
hey,
mustard. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'm just saying.
Nigga said.
Mm-mm. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into this Dangerous Tactics Music Club Loud anthem. We're going to play that, and we're going to be out of here, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us tonight on Manic Monday. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at TweetyBird334, and that's DYRD334, and Hey Rukuti Reborn, and it's all kind of crazy spelling. Tell them how to spell it, Hey Ruk.
HBRUKHUTIREVORN, and all of them is American alphabet. It's in them 26 somewhere. For crazy spelling.
Yeah.
Hit me up, man. I hit back. I'll be following people
that's
over there, man. I got, you know, I follow us back over there, man. Y'all follow me, man. I'll follow y'all back. You know what I'm saying? Tweet
that's
y'all out. A little bit of knowledge. Gonna get up out of here, though, man. You know. I just felt the whip crack at my back or something. It must be hard to
yeah, die. Man, because he just be blah, 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 blah. Okay, we're going to play this Dangerous Tactics right now, you guys. Club Loud Anthem. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with us. Salute to Grindhard Radio and all the family. We love you. And we'll see you guys next Monday. Later.
Yeah, man. And y'all slide through, man. Fuck with me, man. Expensive content Thursday. Okay. Yeah.
Loud gang, yeah, we getting money, nigga, say you're not a slap like it's funny, Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money, nigga, say you're not a slap like it's funny, Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money, nigga, say you're not a slap like it's funny, Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money, nigga, say you're not a slap like it's funny,
Don't call my phone saying I did your girl. You trying to be a goon? I'm trying to rule the world. Smoke a fat blunt, watch the smoke swirl. In the strip club, throwing money on the girls. She make a booty twerk, she make a booty twirl. Do it on the dick, get it, girl. I know it's all about money, who you kidding, girl? Listen and pay attention, I'm on a money mission, girl.
Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money. Nigga sitting out the slab like it's funny. Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money. Nigga sitting out the slab like it's funny. Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money. Nigga sitting out the slab like it's funny. Club Loud gang, yeah, we getting money. Nigga sitting out the slab like it's funny.
Smoke a fat blunt, I stay rolling trees up. Bitches Club Loud, we don't give a fuck. Special occasions, we smoke a hater Brent up. Stupid shit, my nigga, 7 grams in the Dutch. Twist up exotic louds in my lungs. One hit and make a killer go and put down his gun. Listen to some music, vibe and have fun. Jealous motherfuckers just mad, they ain't got none. Club Loud gang, nigga.
That money, Club Loud gang, man. Yeah.